Anyway, the slippers were all gold, kind of heavy. But she appeared at the wedding, and the people were too amazed to speak. The king's son danced, of course, with no one but her. And when someone else asked her for a dance, he said, "She is my partner." When evening came, Ashputtel wanted to go home, and the king's son said he'd go with her. But she slipped away so quickly that he couldn't follow. But he had thought up a trick. He had arranged to have the whole staircase brushed with pitch, and as she was running down it, the pitch pulled off her left slipper. The king's son picked it up, and it was tiny and delicate and all gold. You know, another bad thing. You know, like small feet are good or something. Next morning, he went to the father and said, "No girl shall be my wife but the one that this golden shoe fits." The sisters, that is the stepsisters, were overjoyed, for they had beautiful feet. This is getting good now, huh? The eldest took the shoe to her room to try it on, and her mother went with her. But the shoe was too small, and she couldn't get her big toe in. So her mother handed her a knife and said, "Cut your big toe off. Once you're queen, you won't have to walk anymore." The girl cut her toe off, forced her foot into the shoe, gritted her teeth against the pain, I dare say, and went out to the king's son. This guy's also a doofus, you know?